Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 22 degrees, Joburg going up to 21, and Rustenburg a high of 23.
President Street in Germiston is closed through the Germiston CBD due to the fire yesterday at the Home Affairs building.
In your sport, Dievald Brewer scores South Africa's highest T20 international score as the tourists keep the three-match series against Australia alive. And Everton complete the signing of Jack Grealish from Man City on a season-long loan.
We start with a further heightening of tensions between South Africa and America. This time it's caused by the report released by the US State Department about human rights in South Africa. In the executive summary of the report of 21 pages, America states that the human rights situation in South Africa has significantly worsened during the past year. But the Department of International Relations and Cooperation has rejected the report and accuses the US of publishing an inaccurate and deeply flawed account that does not reflect the reality of the country's democracy. Emil Pinar has more.
America's State Department released its annual report on human rights yesterday, and in it, Washington claims that there are significant human rights issues in South Africa, including credible reports of unlawful killings, arbitrary arrests or detention, and the repression of racial minorities. America also focused on land expropriation in the country, citing it as evidence for abuses against the Afrikaner minority. But DIRCO has hit back and denounced the report. Spokesperson Crispin Perry says the report relies on acontextual information and discredited accounts, which represent a fundamental distortion of the facts. South Africa has been a regular target of the US President Donald Trump since he took office in January this year. South Africa was also last week hit with the highest US tariffs of any sub-Saharan country. I'm Emil Pinar in Johannesburg for Jacaranda FM News.
When it comes to the struggling economy, Action SA is blaming infighting within the Government of National Unity for economic stagnation and unemployment. The latest data shows that unemployment increased further between April and June to 33.2%. Action SA's Alana Beasley blames infighting within the Government of National Unity for economic stagnation and job losses.
It is quite clear that the GNU is directionless when it comes to the economy.
On the Gauteng East Rand, where Home Affairs services have been disrupted for not only residents of Germiston, but across the whole city of Ekurhuleni. This is the impact of the fire at the Home Affairs building yesterday that was set alight. Angry residents of a low-cost block of flats protested against the evictions of people who have not been paying their rent. More about this at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. And if you were out before sunrise and you looked up, you could have witnessed something spectacular. It was the first morning that South Africans could see the Perseid meteor shower. Associate Professor, the Department of Physics at the University of Pretoria, Kitchit Storat, says the Earth is moving through the debris field of a comet that passed.
Debris hits the Earth at high speeds, and that is what we see as meteors. So Perseids are of course in the news because it is supposed to be the best and most prolific meteor shower, at least in the northern hemisphere.
And if you did miss it this morning, don't worry, you can still witness this meteor shower tomorrow morning before sunrise. I'm Gerda de Souza net vir die hoofnuus te hier. Die Departement van Internasionale Verhoudings verwerp 'n verslag deur Amerika oor menseregte skendings in Suid-Afrika.
It's on like Donkey Kong, people.
Oh, yeah.
It is our Good Morning Angels Golf Day. It has just been launched this morning. And it's happening 19 September at Irini Country Club. And it's going to be big.
I need to say that on our messaging system, it's flooded.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many. It just keeps on rolling over people going, I want. So you've got to get in, like now.
Yeah, I really hope that we have, it's going to sound arrogant.
What?
I hope we have space for everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound arrogant.
No.
Yeah,
no,
hotcakes have never sold this fast. Yeah.
It's hopeful because remember why we're doing this.
Yeah.
It's a fundraiser.
Yeah.
It's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we get overexcited, it's gratitude